You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Todd Zalecki, Phillies beat writer for MLB.com. We're doing a Phillies podcast with JP Crawford. I promised JP I wouldn't ask him just a ton of baseball questions because he, quite frankly, he gets it enough. So ask a couple baseball questions, then ask some non-baseball stuff. Have a little fun with it. How has camp been so far for you? What have you kind of been getting out of it? And what have you kind of, what are you kind of hoping to get out of it, I guess, for as long as you're here?
Camp's been great. Just learning from all the older guys and them trying to help me out. It's a cool experience, and it's an honor to be here. And I just can't wait to get ready to go to work.
I've seen you talking to Andres Blanc a little bit, hanging out with Emmanuel Burris a little bit. I mean, have you kind of been picking brains of some veteran guys? You know, Ryan Howard's not exactly a shortstop, but just picking these guys' brains about what life in the big leagues might be like or what to expect or any of those types of things?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Burris and Blanky, they've been helping me out a lot at short. I mean, just something to slow it down and make sure everything's right. I mean, some practice, even more perfect reps you do, it'll come better in the game. And I think I needed to hear that.
Right. Did you play in the golf tournament the other day, Monday?
No, I didn't. I laid in my bed the whole day.
You're not a golfer?
I hate golf with a passion.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not good at it.
No?
I'll try to hit the ball straight and go 500 feet to the left. So I know my limits.
You know your limits? What do you play? If you're not playing baseball, you know, did you play, like, you run track in high school, play basketball in high school, football? What other sports do you play if you're not playing baseball?
Yeah, me and my friends, we get some pickup basketball games at the park sometimes.
Okay.
Sports, and that and ping pong. Girlfriend brought me a ping pong table last year for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Me and my friends played almost every night.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're pretty good at it, I guess, then, by now?
Yeah, now I am, yeah.
Yeah. So, you're a basketball fan. Are you a Lakers fan, or being from out in California, who do you root for?
Yeah, I'm a Lakers fan.
Okay. What do you think about Kobe retiring after this season?
Sucks.
Does it?
Yeah, I mean, to him and Jeter now about to retire, I mean, sucks to see that, but it just means the new era is going to...
Now, you were born in what year?
95.
So you weren't around, obviously, with the first Dream Team. When the first Dream Team came around, Bird, Magic, MJ, and all those guys. If you're a big basketball fan, who would you put on your Dream Team right now, top five?
Curry, point guard.
Right.
Kobe, number two.
Okay.
Durant, number three.
Right.
It would be my bigs. DeAndre Jordan, center.
Okay. So you go with Kobe, like almost like a sentimental choice, even though he's on the downside, you know, he's retiring and...
No, yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
I'd probably go with Carmelo.
Carmelo?
Yeah.
To round it out?
Yeah.
That's a pretty solid squad.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen what Cespedes has been driving to the ballpark every day? Different cars, Lamborghini or whatnot, and Jeep and...
The horse. Don't forget the horse.
The horse. What are you driving nowadays?
I got a Camaro.
Okay.
Camaro Z01.
Okay. Are you a big car guy?
Nah.
No? Just like... So you got like one car down the road... Is there any specific car you would like to, what's your dream car?
Probably Lambo Aventador.
Really?
Yeah.
The same one that he was driving, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that your favorite car that he's been kind of driving the ballpark? You've seen them all that he's been bringing in?
Yeah, I've seen them all.
Yeah. That's the good one?
I mean, I've always wanted one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what do you do besides ping pong off season? What do you do to kind of kill time when you're at home? You a video game guy or?
Video games, or take my dogs to the park a lot.
Yeah, you have a dog, right? How many dogs do you have?
I got three.
Three dogs?
Yeah.
What kind of dogs are they?
They're all Huskies.
They're all Huskies?
Yeah.
One thing that I think jumps out at your numbers that you've put up so far in the minor leagues is your walks and strikeouts are almost dead even. You see a lot of prospects come up. It takes them a while to kind of get that plate discipline. Is that just something that comes easy to you? Is that a confidence thing? How do you kind of explain the success you've had in terms of just pitch recognition, maybe being comfortable hitting, you know, deep in the count, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I'm confident with hitting with two strikes.
Right.
And beginning of the count, I just wait for my pitch, and if it's not there, I take it.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.